I want to make sure we take the important business of this, because part of this morning is also to set policy, chart our path, and address some of the issues that we will be addressing between now and next year's convention. So to present the report of the resolutions committee, that committee that I said was self-appointing, and several people did show up and self-appoint themselves to the committee, for which I am thankful. I am doing a little survey in my head. I'll tell you about that some other time. I will give you the chair of the Resolutions Committee, who will be ably assisted by Ray Wayne. David Stayers, chairing.
Okay. Shalom again, if I can do that. we have four resolutions. And the committee recommends do pass on them all. So, and Ray Wayne is going to read. The first resolution deals with a vending problem in New York City and the Bloomberg administration.
Got to be real close to your face, okay? So here we are.
Okay.
Just start talking and I'll find your...
Whereas the Mini Randolph Shepherd Business Enterprise Program, BEP, provides viable business opportunities for blind persons to operate facilities on federal, state, and local properties. And whereas goods sold by blind vendors include sodas, candies, and other confections, and whereas the Bloomberg administration has proposed regulations that would severely limit the ability of blind vendors to sell products containing sugar on New York City property, and whereas sale of such products comprises a large proportion of the income of blind vendors, and whereas implementation of the proposed regulation would cause many blind vendors to lose much of their income and possibly have the effect of putting them out of business, now therefore be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind in convention assembled this 18th day of December in the city of September, I'm sorry. That's what I get for going too fast. That this organization call upon the Bloomberg administration to work with the elected representatives of blind vendors to address the administration's concerns without impacting the ability of blind vendors operating on city properties to maintain a viable business.
The committee recommends do pass with the deletion of the word mini.
That's correct. I was going to insert that. Committee did, that just didn't make it into the digital.
Right.
The committee had made that recommendation already. So delete the word mini.
The word mini.
You're right, David. The committee recommends do pass. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Resolution number 11-02.
I can't remember what this one. Which one is the second one?
Ray's looking it up right now. What I hear right now is jabba 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 jabba.
Is that the news?
Jabba 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 said the monkey.
Okay.
A news.
The second. Okay. The second resolution is one that is urging Governor Cuomo to sign Newsline into law so that we can expand the services to those who need it, among other things.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Okay. Whereas Newsline for the Blind is a service providing newspapers, magazines, and periodicals and other materials over the internet and by phone in an accessible format, and Whereas Newsline for the Blind provides current information in a timely manner, and whereas Newsline provides vital information, including job listings and information which users rely on in their work and school, and whereas the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped estimates that over 600,000 New Yorkers are eligible to receive Newsline, and whereas for the past several years, the Commission for the Blind and Visually Handicapped, CBVH, has funded Newsline, thereby assuring basic service, and whereas the ability to expand the content of materials available through Newsline, as well as to conduct greater outreach to those who may be eligible to receive the service but do not know about it, have been limited at the current funding levels. And whereas, due to its own budget constraints, CBVH cannot guarantee continued funding. And whereas, both houses of the legislature unanimously passed A4161, which would create a permanent mechanism to fund Newsline with surplus funds from the New York State Public Service Commission. New York State Public Service Commission, which will have no impact on New York State taxpayers or landline phone users. And whereas on September 12, 2011, A4161 was delivered to Governor Cuomo for his signature, now therefore be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind, National Federation of Blind of New York State, and convention assembled this 18th day of September in the city of Albany, 2011, in the city of Albany, that we urge Governor Cuomo to expeditiously sign this important piece of legislation into law and urge the Public Service Commission to begin promptly the process of implementing this legislation.
The committee recommends do pass.
I have a recommendation to do pass, and I'm going to get to it. I have a recommendation to do pass. Do I have a second? I have a second. Okay, Laurie, is that your question? Your question, Laura? It's print disabled.
It says print disabled.
Print disabled. Yeah, just to make you aware that anybody else who might have, anybody who is print disabled, and that includes blind people, but anybody else who is print disabled is eligible for the National Library Service program. If you're eligible for NLS, you're eligible for Newsline. Other questions? No other questions. I hear. All in favor of this resolution, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. 1103.
This resolution deals with the problem of blind diabetics acquiring fully accessible glucometers and the necessary appropriate test strips.
Right, not to be confused with glucometers, which is what the computer says. Well, I can move back and forth and back and forth. It doesn't.
All right. Just talk so I know. Go ahead.
Hello, hello.
Test. There we go. I think I got you. Try to keep your head in one place, will you?
I'll try.
Okay.
Whereas blind diabetics now rely on fully accessible talking glucometers and appropriate test strips to acquire and maintain necessary information to track their diabetes, and whereas the information needed includes not only... not only current sugar levels, but also recent fluctuations in sugar levels. And whereas blind diabetics need to be able to report to their physicians current sugar levels and recent fluctuations in sugar levels. And whereas within New York State, Medicaid, Medicare, and some private health insurance companies have denied coverage for the acquisition of fully accessible glucometers. And whereas not having these fully accessible glucometers places blind diabetics at a higher risk for serious and possibly fatal medical consequences. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of New York State and Convention assembled this 18th day of September in the city of Albany, that this organization call upon the New York State Department of Health and the New York State Insurance Commission to implement regulations requiring Medicaid, Medicare, and health insurance companies to provide coverage for fully accessible talking glucometers in the same manner in which they provide coverage for glucometers used by sighted diabetics. And be it further resolved that this organization call upon the New York State Department of Health and New York State Insurance Commission to work with the elected representatives of blind diabetics to properly address their needs.
Committee recommends do pass.
Do I have a second to the motion to approve? I got a second. Okay, Joyce. Now, okay, I wanted to get the motion on the floor. All right, Joyce. I thought I heard test strips in there. If there are no objections, I'm considering that an amendment to add test strips in the resolved. If that's okay by everybody.
Yes.
Okay. Other questions? Rocky, yeah, go ahead. There are two ways of thinking about that, Rocky, and I'm open to either one. You could say such as the such and such meter and the such and such meter, not to be limited to, or you could leave them out totally and just decide what an accessible meter is. I think I don't remember any criteria in there to define what an accessible meter is, though, and I should have thought of that.
Ray.
Okay, I'm hearing Ray. Ray?
I think that was the reason that we put in the language about the use of the word fully accessible, and the explanation that it needs to enable a person to track whatever the glucometer is, whether it's the Joe Schmo glucometer or whatever. And I admit I don't know anything about this area, but it needs to be a glucometer that not only allows you to tell you what your sugar level is today at 10 o'clock, but also allows you to tell you what your sugar levels have been from the last time you went to the doctor to the day after you went to the doctor to the day after that to yesterday to last night.
Right. Fully accessible to me would mean that the speech synthesis on that piece of apparatus would tell you everything that's popping up in print. If it doesn't pop up in print, then who cares? You know, nothing no to it. If it's not giving you a history or an average or a daily or monthly or weekly reading, if it's not there for the sighted, then, you know, it doesn't have to be there for us. But if it's there for the sighted, then it needs to be there for us.
Mindy?
And
you got Fancy, too.
Oh, okay.
My thinking is that if we specify and then those meters change, they go out of business or something like that, then we're limited to a meter that doesn't exist any longer. I think we should not specify. Mm-hmm. I think that we should make sure that every time we talk about meters and test strips that it says fully accessible. But I'm not sure. I think it's a good idea to specify type.
Okay, I have a thought. I have one, another thought, but I got Chancy. I have another thought, but I got a chance to say first. I was trying to get it in there. Yeah, hold on. Mike's going to get a microphone to you. Okay. The resolutions, particularly this resolution, is a direction from you, a directive from the membership at large to me and the board of directors to go pursue this issue. So that it tells us we want you guys to go out there and get the best deal you can for us in accessible glucometers. So it's not law. So this is simply telling us the direction this organization wants to go, and we've got to cut the best deal and count on it. We're not going to say, oh, well, yeah, give us something that says good morning. Good morning. We're going to get something better than that. So this is saying we are for accessible glucometers. That's the long and short of the whole thing. Joyce? Okay. I've got Elaine. I got Joyce and then Elaine, and I thought I heard somebody after Elaine.
Mm-hmm. Put Braille on the screens.
Yeah, those.
So the tracking, the recent fluctuations will cover it, I think that'll cover it.
And fully accessible will be defined by our negotiators. Elaine, I heard. Did I hear Elaine call?
Okay, if we could specify the two that are now currently available. Or future replacements on the same equal par, it might go by.
Okay, I'm here. Okay, I heard Chancy and I heard Pam. Let me defer to Pamela because Pamela might have. Is that Pamela Bain? Dominguez, okay. Well, okay, but since I said, okay, Pam Dominguez. If it was Pamela Bain, I would have done it. She's from Advanced Diabetic Solutions.
Okay.
I heard the wrong pan. She's not here. She left yesterday. Anyway, Dominguez, then back to Fleet.
Okay, yes. It's similar to what the person just said, but I was going to say you specify those two meters, and then you say, or comparable meter if, that meter is not no longer manufactured, you know, but it has to be a comparable one to those.
Fleet.
Two things. First, I would. Oh, thank you. First, I would advise against putting language for any specific product into the resolution, both to avoid the appearance of endorsement and to guard against the possibility that those products become inaccessible at some future time. Secondly, I would recommend in favor of putting language like fully accessible, defined as non-visual auditory output, for any messages or interactions that happen on the screen. You can fine-tune that. But just go ahead and make a definition and leave the particular products out of it. That would be that's my gut feeling about it.
That's the techie community speaking. Mary Lou?
We wrangled over this sort of language in VA when we were looking at accessible glucometers for blind vets. And I would agree with what Chancey's saying, and I would say the language is that all functions of the glucometer are available in an accessible, non-visual modality or something like that. But the key is that all functions of the glucometer, that everything that it does, it's what Carl was saying, need to be available in a non-visual format.
All right, I've got, it sounds like I'm being offered two amendments here, and they're opposed to each other. I'm being offered, and let me get the substance of these two ideas here so we can pursue, if we need to pursue the language on these things. One, I'm being offered an amendment that would expand just the accessibility requirements, and the other one, I'm being offered an amendment that would name products. No, is that pretty much the two sides that I'm hearing? Okay, I'd like to take a quick poll here, and then we can probably get to a phrase that will take care of everybody. Chancey kind of rambled out a phrase there. We might just do that phrase and then get it into the final print copy. How many are in favor of naming the products? Say aye. Good. Okay, that helped. That helped. That helped me move on. Thank you. All right. I love votes like that. A unanimous no. It failed unanimously. All right. Does that mean how many people want to include language that would define accessibility? Okay. How about, I think if I heard Chancey right, it was a glucometer or a device which would provide information displayed on the screen. Yeah, okay. Mary Lou. Yeah. I can't remember what I said when I recognized you.
All functions of the input and output. No, I think all functional is better because it covers everything. All functional aspects of the glucometer should be available in a non-visual output.
Modality.
Output. Yes.
Blood.
Yeah, you do. Yes.
Just blood.
So can you use... Okay.
Well, actually, Chance, what you do is you do set the time and date.
All functionality.
You do have to set time and date.
All functionality.
Okay.
Hold on, I'll get you, Jill. I'll get you. Let them come out with a phrase and I'll get you.
But it's not just the operations, because it could be.
All operations okay. And functions.
Jill?
Operations and okay. Functions.
Hang on. Hold on, I've got Julie asking for the floor while you guys debate. Julie, go.
How about this, Carol?
All operations. Yeah. Would the
body be acceptable to having this language worked out by a couple of a techie and a diabetic and a grammar geek? Okay. Okay, techie, diabetic, and a grammar geek. Elaine?
Accessible. There are some meters that give you your blood sugar number at that time, click off, no memory, no nothing. You have to be fully accessible and you've got to specify it because to those companies that provide the meters that only give the blood sugar reading at that minute, they feel they are totally accessible.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to tell them that they're not by setting the criteria that says you don't meet this criteria.
Historical memory on it.
The resolution includes
that language, though. The resolution is going to include language that says fully accessible. Fully accessible is not just giving you that one report. Joyce?
I'd like to suggest that in order to account for the future, you simply include the most complete information available on a glucometer. That's available to the public on a glucometer.
That's exactly what we're saying.
So it means the top level glucometer that gives the most information to the public.
So all we need to do, and the motion itself, in its explanation and in the whereases, include the explanation of the fully accessible. We just need to put in a few words of explanation, I think, in the resolve, and that's where I think we'll put these things that Mary Lou and Chancey have been suggesting, but that language that they're talking about will take care of the point that you're making, Elaine. I would like to see.
Yes, Jim. I think somewhere it's mentioned that the accessible technology is no more expensive than the non-accessible. They're all in the same price. They're all in the same price range. Yeah, well, that's insurance companies too. Yeah, but they can't. What we're saying is, you guys can't deny this because you say it costs so much more, because it doesn't. Am I hearing? No, I didn't. I heard some. Okay. No. Okay. I heard Arthur before I heard that motion. Arthur, I'm getting the question's being called up here, but I did hear you before I heard the call for the question. I can hear you up here, believe it or not. I know it's you, Arthur. Arthur is our answer to Luis.
I think that the confusion here is that this resolution isn't trying to build a better glucometer. This resolution is trying to define what accessibility in a glucometer is. I think we need to keep that in mind with our discussion.
I had a call for the question. Is everybody clear with cutting off debate? That's what I've been asked to close discussion. Is everybody clear with closing discussion? All in favor of closing discussion? All right. Now,
Sorry,
that motion overrode you anyway. All right. A question before I call for the vote now. Yeah, a question?
Yes. My mother was a diabetic, and she didn't have a talking glucometer, but we were looking into one. I don't know if anybody's aware or if I'm mistaken, but any of the talking glucometers, do any of the ones that you guys are looking at for talking, are they the kind that have the barrels that hold your strips? Because to the best of my knowledge, the only glucometer that was available to my mother, because so many people who are diabetic have neuropathy, and if you have to handle those small strips to get them into the glucometer, it was something that my mother had a great deal of difficulty. So she wasn't that visually impaired. She had a large print screen, but she had the AccuCheck Compact Plus, where she just put a drum in and it held 17 strips. So she didn't have to handle. What I'm saying. If you're looking at glucometers that are talking, I don't know if you're aware that, to the best of my knowledge, there aren't any talking glucometers that don't have the barrels, and loading them, if somebody's got neuropathy, can be an issue as well.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you just voted to close discussion. You don't want to move to reconsider, do you?
No.
Thank you. Thank you. You've just moved to close discussion. Now you will vote up the resolution, up or down. All in favor of this resolution, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you.
I'm
I almost ready to give a door prize, but we're right at the last resolution. Get about 12 of them ready. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay. Resolution 04 deals with the two regional libraries and one sub-regional talking book library.
Oh, yeah. Hold on one second. I got to get a mic to Ray then.
Okay, because
I turned to pass and I found an empty chair.
I don't have the updates.
Yeah. Can you hold that?
I'm sorry.
Nobody. Let me hold on. I'll be right. I'm coming. Oh, you're coming back? Oh, let me get that. Yeah.
Somebody's here.
What did you say? Somebody, you got somebody to hold the mic for Ray or not?
Who's holding the mic?
Sorry. Whereas literacy is essential for all blind New Yorkers, including blind and print disabled. Whereas special network of libraries, including the Andrew Heiskell Braille and Talking Book Library in New York City, its sub-regional library in Suffolk County, and the New York State Talking Book and Braille Library in Albany provide books and magazines in Braille, large specialized formatted audio, and whereas the above libraries are facing staff shortages and the possible closing of the sub-regional talking book program at the Suffolk County Library, and whereas an increase of eligible patrons is occurring at each of these libraries, and whereas any additional patrons added to either of the regional libraries or the closing of the sub-regional library would negatively impact services to current and future blind and print disabled library patrons, and whereas there are thousands of libraries throughout the state, while the above mentioned libraries are the only ones serving blind and print disabled New Yorkers. Now, therefore, be it resolved, blah blah blah, by the National Federation of Blind Convention assembled this 18th of September, blah blah blah. That this organization calls upon appropriate state entities to work with the libraries as well as with consumer representatives to address funding and other needs of these specialized libraries, and be it further resolved that this organization calls upon the New York State Legislature to take such action that would cease the diminution of services in these libraries and take all actions necessary to restore these libraries to their former staffing and service levels. That's it.
Committee recommends do pass.
Committee recommends do pass. Do I have a second? I have a second. Do I have discussion? Thank good. Move to approve. I mean, I've got a motion to consider. Yeah, I know. Thank you for helping me not define what a library is. all in favor of passage, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed to the library, say nay. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we got four of them. Thank you very much.